Then type 2 reaction, which is also known as erythema nodosum leprosum, our specific treatment would be steroid and thalidomide. Concomitantly, we will also be giving our specific treatment, that is multi-drug therapy. But here for erythema nodosum leprosum specifically, we are going to give steroids in a dose, in a high dose of 80 mg per day, and then we are going to taper it over 2 to 8 weeks. Thalidomide is a specific treatment given for ENL in a dose of 400 mg per day. Then we are going to taper it by 100 mg every 3 weekly. So total of 12 weeks will be required for slow and gradual tapering of this dose of thalidomide. So this dose of the thalidomide it not only help to control the reaction but also help to improve the nerve function and relieve the nerve pain. It is effective for males, but because we know that females can be pregnant, so it is a contraindicated drug in the pregnant females. So it is a drug of choice in males but not in the females. But if it is required, if we rule out the pregnancy, then yes, we can give thalidomide. Talking about clofazimine, it can be used as an alternative treatment in case of these reactions, because if we want to avoid the steroid dependency, then we give clofazimine. We increase the dose of clofazimine from 50 mg to 200 to 300 mg, and then we are going to slowly reduce it to 50 mg per day over several months. For iridocyclitis, neuritis, our first choice would be steroids. In iridocyclitis, we are going to give steroid in the topical form, eye drops. 4-hour instillation of 1% hydrocortisone along with a BD administration of 1% atropine drops to prevent the synecdoche formation. If glaucoma develops, then we are going to treat it with acetazolamide. Then neuritis, I already discussed that we are going to give aspirin, paracetamol, codeine, steroid, thalidomide. If the patient develops nerve abscess, then definitely we are going to do the surgical evacuation of the abscess. For epididymo orchitis, our first choice would be steroid, systemic steroids, and along with that, we can also give suspensory bandage for the scrotal support.